Blog Talk Radio.
Righteous days. We can open up in the book of Luke. Amen, PBS. It looks like we got to put in work. Nevertheless, before we even get up to Luke, I want to read St. John chapter 18. Amen, PBS, P. Roy. We got St. John. Is that St. John? I want to have you. Matthew 18. Book of Matthew chapter 18. Let's keep that verse number. Keep that verse number 19 and 20. Matthew chapter 18, verse 19 and 20. What do Yahweh say concerning the matter?
Verse 13.
Read.
And anointed him in the midst of the, his brother.
Mm-hmm.
And the spirit of Yahweh came upon David from that day forth. So Samuel rose up and went to Ramah.
But he said the spirit of Yahweh came upon David, right?
Yes.
From that day forth. Verse 14, let's see what happened.
Verse 14.
Mm-hmm.
But the spirit of Yahweh departed from Saul, and an evil spirit from Yahweh troubled him.
So Yahweh is the one behind the righteous spirit and the evil spirit, right?
Right.
So he gave David the righteous spirit, and he sent the evil spirit to Saul, right?
Yeah.
Now let's see how David... David aware of Yahweh's righteous spirit. Let's see how he pleads to Yahweh in the book of Psalm 51. So say this, Peter, see, right? Let's see that Psalm 51. Let's see David plead with the Most High Yahweh in Psalm chapter 51. Let's pick it up at verse number 10 through 13. Psalm 51, verse 10 through 13. Let's see if David was aware of what was going on here. Psalm 51, verse number 10 to 13, Sister A, B, and C, and C, right?
Psalm chapter 51, verse 10
to
13.
Mm-hmm.
Verse 10. Create in me a clean mind, O Yahweh.
They created me a clean mind, O Yahweh. Go ahead.
And renew a right spirit within me.
Mm-hmm.
Verse 11.
Yes, ma'am.
Cast me not away from your presence.
So, hold that point. So he say, created me a clean mind, O Yahweh, and renew the right spirit within me. Let's see if we can peep at that in Ephesians right quick. Sister Avian Peter, see you right. Let's peep at Ephesians, I believe, chapter 4 I'm looking for. Ephesians chapter 4. Let's look at verse number 23 and 24. So he said, created me a clean mind and renew a right spirit. Instead of Ephesians chapter 4, verse 23 and verse 24, so say it in Ephesians to you, Roger.
Ephesians chapter 4, verse 23 and 24.
Mm-hmm.
Verse 23.
Uh-huh.
And be renewed in the spirit of your mind.
So he said, be renewed in the spirit of your mind, verse 24.
Verse 24.
Mm-hmm.
And that you put on the new man.
That you put on the new man and woman, which is what?
Which after Yahweh is created in righteousness and true
life. So he said we got to put on the new man and woman.
Yes.
After Yahweh is created in true righteousness, right?
Right.
So let's pinpoint that true righteousness. Brother Deuteronomy 20. Deuteronomy chapter 6, verse 25. Let's get a definitive about this righteousness that we got to be renewed in. Deuteronomy 6, verse 25, since A, B, and C, and C, right?
Deuteronomy chapter
6,
verse 25.
Deuteronomy 6, verse 25. Mm-hmm.
And it shall be our righteousness.
It shall be our righteousness.
If we observe to do all these instructions
before
Yahweh, our Yahweh, as he has commanded us.
So what we got to have in our mind is the Torah instructions of the Most High Yahweh, right?
Yes.
And one thing that will bring that to our remembrance is in the book of Numbers 15:37 through 39. Let's see what would bring the Torah instruction of Yahweh back to our remembrance in Numbers 15, 37 to 39, Sister A, B, and C, and C, Roy.
Numbers 15,
37. Yes, ma'am. Verse 37 to 39.
Numbers chapter 15, verse 37 to 39.
Yes, ma'am.
37. And Yahweh spake unto Moses, saying,
what did he say?
38. Speak unto the children of Israel.
Yeah.
And bind them.
And bid them.
And bid them that they make them friendly in the borders of their fathers throughout their generation.
Yes, ma'am.
And that they put upon the plain of the borders a ribbon of blue. Verse 39.
Yes, ma'am.
And it shall be unto you for a friend, that you may look upon it and remember all the Torah instructions of Yahweh to do that, and that you think not after your own mind, and your own eyes, after which you used to do a horse.
After which you used to go a horse. The one thing that Yahweh given us to trigger that remembrance of his Torah instructions is prisons. Every day we got our fridges on, we got a trigger that will keep the Torah instruction of Yahweh in remembrance of our mind, right? So he said we got to be renewed in the spirit of our mind, and that we got to be created in true righteousness. Let's run back to that Psalm 51, verse number 10 through 13. Let's see how David pleaded with Yahweh about that righteous spirit that was granted him. Psalm 51, verse number 10 through 13. David speaking to you, right?
Psalm 51, verse 10 through 13.
Yes, ma'am.
Create in me a clean mind, O Yahweh. And renew a right spirit within me.
So David said, create in me a clean mind, O Yahweh. And renew a right spirit within me. Go ahead.
Verse 11. Cast me not away from your presence.
So he said, create in me a clean mind. So how do we clean up our thought process, Sister A.B. Peter? What do it take to wax our brain? Sister A.B. Peter C. Roy, what do it take to clean up our mind? The Torah instructions. Let's read a little bit of that in St. John 15. Let's see what it takes. St. John 15, 1, 2, 3, and 5. Let's read 1 through 5. St. John 15. 1 through 5, Sister A.B. and Stephen C. Roy. St. John chapter 15. Let's look at 1 through 5. What does it take to clean up our mind? Because David said, create in me a clean mind. So what would be act of Yahweh?
John chapter 15, verse 1 through 5.
Verse
1.
Yes, ma'am.
I am the true vine. My father is the husbandman.
So Yahweh the Son say, I'm the true vine. And my father is the husbandman. Go ahead.
Verse 2. Every plant in me that bears not fruit, he taketh away.
Go ahead.
And every branch that beareth fruit, he purges it.
Now he say every branch that bears fruit, he purges it. Yes. And then he go and cut a little something off.
Yes.
Hold that part there. Let's write to the book of Eva right quick. Let's see if we can plug in a statement in Eva chapter 12. Book of Hebrews. Look at the word Eva chapter 12. Let's see what he's trying to say there, A.B. and Phoebe, in verse number 1. Book of Eva chapter 12, verse number 1. So say A.B. and Phoebe of C. Roy.
Looking for Eva. Chapter 12, verse 1. Wherefore, seeing we also are compassed about with such, with so great a cloud of witnesses, let us lay aside every weight and the sin which so easily beset us, and let us run with patience the race that is set before us.
So we got to lay aside every weight of sin that so do so easily beset us, right? We got to be renewed in the spirit of our mind. And he used the word that we've been using all last night. With patience, right? You got to run this race, right? because as the seal was read scriptures earlier, you go in it, we're going to enter into the kingdom of Yahweh through much tribulation. Let's turn to, back to that Psalm 51. We got to lay aside every weight of sin that so easily beset us. Psalm 51. Let's pick it up at 11 through 13. Verse 11 through 13. Psalm 51. Verse 11 through 13. Some baby and feed you, please, Roy.
Psalm 51.
Yes, ma'am.
Verse 11.
Cast
me not away from your presence.
He said, cast me not away from your presence. Now, that could be kind of sticky there. Who is the presence of Yahweh? Brother Luke chapter 1, verse number 19. Let's see who David is saying. Cast me not away from your presence. Let's see what he's trying to say. Right? Luke chapter 1, verse number 19. What is Yahweh's presence? That we can read. Luke chapter 1. Verse number
19. Luke chapter
1,
verse 19.
Mm-hmm.
And the ministering spirit answered and said unto him,
what did he say?
I am Gabriel.
I am Gabriel. That do what?
That standeth in the presence of Yahweh.
Well, you mean that what they were saying, that the ministering spirit is the one that is the presence, standing in the presence of Yahweh.
Yeah.
David said, cast me not away from your minister spirit that stand in your presence, right? Then what he really said. Let's go back to that Psalm 51, verse 11. 11 to 13, to the Avian feet of the singing
Psalm 51.
Great.
Cast me not away from thy presence.
And take not
thy righteous spirit from me.
He said, take not your righteous spirit from me. Go ahead.
Verse
12. Go ahead.
Restore unto me the joy of your salvation.
Mm-hmm.
And uphold me with your free spirit.
Verse 13.
Then will I teach transgressors.
Mm-hmm.
And sinners shall be converted unto you.
So David said, whatever you do, you're like, well, take that your presence, your righteous spirit from me. Now let's see, Yahweh assigned his spirit in, you got the book of Enoch over there, to say it is. All right, we're trying to work with it. First book of Enoch. Okay. That ain't the book of Enoch. It's underneath. The one underneath there. First book of Enoch, chapter 100. Let's take a look at verse number 1. Chapter 100, verse 1 through 7. First book of Enoch, chapter 100, verse number 1 through 7. Let's see what Yahweh got to say.
First book of Enoch, chapter 100, verse 1 through 7.
Mm-hmm.
Verse 1.
Yes, ma'am.
And in those days, in one place, the father together with their son shall kill one another.
And that here, through the mouth of the seer Enoch, right?
Yes.
He is speaking prophecy, talking about the last days.
Yes.
He said, now in those days in one place, the father together with their son shall kill one another, and
brothers shall fall in death together until the
tree
flows with their blood.
He said there's going to be a whole lot of bloodshed going on in these last days, right? Verse number 2, come on.
Verse 2.
Mm-hmm.
For a man shall not withhold his hand from killing his son.
So he said, a man is not back on his oldest head from killing his son, right? And his what?
And his son's son.
That means, according to the, what the world say, his great-great-grandchildren. Come on.
From his
honor?
Mm-hmm. From dawn until sunset.
So Enoch is looking at the end time, right?
Yes.
He said that they're going to be shed plenty of blood. Verse number 3, come up.
Verse
3. Yes, ma'am.
And the horn shall walk up to the breath of the blood of sinners.
And then what else can we read that about the horse? The blood being up to the horse's bridle. What else can we read that? See, we Enoch tied right in with what they call the regular book, right? But you know, many of these cats say, well, no, we ain't gonna touch them, uncanonized book is the way they put it, right? But we see that this book tied right in with the regular book. We just got to know how to go in there and get what we need and get on out, right? Let's run to see if we can tie that in the book of Revelation. That this blood is going to be up to the horse's bridle. In the book of Revelation, what are we looking for, A.B. and B.B.? You going to help me out with that one? I thought it was Revelation. I think about 19. Let me peep at it. Revelation, what is it? About 19. I don't see it as 19, A.B. and B.B. Where is that statement at? Revelation 9, could it be 9? 1823. Let me see if I can pull that out. 1823. I don't see it. It ain't 1823. I think it's in the front part of Revelation. Let me see if I can pull it out. Because I let it come out my old big mouth. Now I gotta do some work. I gotta pull it out in Revelation. Oh, let's look at just for the start of the time, look at Revelation chapter 9. A.B. and P.B. and P.B. Royce. Keep in Revelation chapter 9. And let's look at verse number. Look at that verse number 4. 4 through 6. And verse number 16. Give me a chance to try to run through here and find that horse's bridle.
Revelation chapter 9.
Mm-hmm.
Verse 4 through 6.
Yes, ma'am.
Verse 4.
Yes, ma'am.
And I was commanded them that they should not hurt the grass of the earth, and neither any green thing.
Yeah.
Neither any tree. But all those men which have not the
seal
of Yahweh in their foreheads.
Now, you said that. He commanded them, right?
Yes.
Not to hurt any green thing or any green the grass of the earth.
Right.
But only those men and women that have not the seal of Yahweh in their foreheads.
Right.
And what is the seal of Yahweh? What is that we got to have in our foreheads? So say me if people see right. Brother Isaiah 8. Verse number 16. See what the seal of Yahweh is. Isaiah 8. Verse number 16. So say it is BBC, right? I'm getting muddy water here. Isaiah 8. Verse 16. What are we working with, ABFB?
Isaiah.
What is the seal of Yahweh?
Isaiah chapter 8, verse 16.
Mm-hmm.
Bind up the testimony, the covenant, the seal, for instructions among my disciples.
So the seal of Yahweh is the Torah instructions, right?
Yeah.
They say we got to be sealed in his Torah instructions. So the men and women that are sealed during the Torah instructions of the Most High Yahweh. Somebody to that Revelation 9. Let's pick it back up at verse number 4. Revelation 9, 4 through 6. So say, A, B, C, B, C, right.
Revelation chapter 9, verse 4 through 6. Verse 4. And it was commanded them that they should not hurt the grass of the earth.
Yes.
Neither any green thing. Neither any tree. Only those men which have not killed the fear of God.
Only those men and women which have not the seal of Yahuwah in their forehead. Verse number 5. Yes, ma'am.
And to them it was given that they should not kill them, but that they should be tormented 5 months.
But he said they're going to be tormented 5 months. Go ahead. And what type of torment they're going to have?
And their torment was as the torment of a scorpion.
Verse number 6.
Verse 6.
Yes, ma'am.
And in those days shall men seek death.
He said, now in those days it's going to get so rough that men and women going to do what?
Seek death.
They're going to be looking for death.
Yes.
But what's going to happen?
And shall not find it.
Go ahead.
And shall flee from death.
And shall desire to die?
Yes.
What about that, Father? What about that boy? None of this good stuff out there. Now, can you imagine what type of state the world is going to be in? The men and women are going to be trying to commit suicide and ain't going to be able to. There's going to be something going on this planet now. Verse number 16. What are we working with?
Like a curtain.
Yes, ma'am.
Who layeth the beams of walketh upon the wings of the wind.
Of the wind? Yes. So this guy is able to walk on wind?
Yes.
Ain't that something else? So he said that he makes the cloud his chariot. So we know that's talking about Yahuwah, in particular Yahuwah the Son, right?
Yes.
Let's see if we can get a definitive on that in Acts chapter 1. So say it is BBC, right? Acts chapter 1. Let's look at verse number 6. And then we're going to pick it up at verse number 9 to 12. Acts chapter 1, verse number 6. Verse number 1 to 12. I mean 9 to 12. So say it is BBC, right?
Acts chapter 1, verse 6.
Mm-hmm.
9 to 12.
Yes, ma'am.
Verse 6.
All right.
When they therefore will come together,
mm-hmm.
they asked of him, saying,
saying what?
Yahuwah, will you at this time restore again the kingdom of Israel?
So he said that they asked of Yahuwah the Son, and will you at this time, right?
Yes.
Restore again the kingdom to Israel.
Yes.
Verse number 9.
Verse 9.
Mm-hmm.
And when he had spoken these things, while they beheld, he was taken up, and a cloud received him out of their sight.
So he was taken up, and what received him out of their sight?
A cloud.
A cloud received him out of his sight.
Yes.
So the one that is in the cloud, on the cloud, is Yahuwah the Son, right?
Yes.
So let's look at Revelation 14, 15 to 20. So save it, you can see you right. Revelation 14, 15 to 20.
Baby
is beating a
sea right. Mm-hmm. Verse 15.
Yes, ma'am.
And another ministering spirit came out of the temple.
Mm-hmm.
Crying with a loud voice to him that sat on the cloud.
So we know who's sitting on the cloud, right?
Yes.
Yahuwah the Son. What did he say to Yahuwah the Son?
Trust in thy sickle.
Trust in your sickle, great.
And reap.
Great.
For the time has come for you to reap.
Mm-hmm.
For the harvest of the earth is ripe.
He said, look here. It's time to reap.
Right.
We're going to hold that point. Let me see if I can pull out a statement concerning that man. I think I'm looking for Ephesians. Let me peep that right quick. Ephesians, this is a statement in. It's Ephesians of Galatians, each one is it. Let me see if I can put it out. Let's look at Galatians chapter 6. Now, Yahuwah made a statement in Galatians chapter 6, since A.D. Because he says, the time has come for thee to reap, for the harvest of the earth is ripe. Let's see if we can tie that in with Galatians 6. Let's look at 7 to 10, 7 to 9, ABCBC, right? Let's see if we can tie that statement in. Galatians 6, 7 to 9.
Galatians chapter 6, verse 7 to 9.
Mm-hmm.
Verse 7.
Yes, ma'am.
Be not deceived.
Be not deceived.
Yahuwah is not mocked.
Yahuwah is not mocked. Go ahead.
For whatsoever a man soweth,
mm-hmm.
that shall he also reap.
So he said, whatever man or woman sow, right? The same they gonna reap. Go ahead, read on.
Verse 8.
Mm-hmm.
For he that soweth, he or she that soweth his or her flesh.
For he or she that soweth to their flesh shall what?
Shall of the flesh reap corruption.
So he said that you're gonna reap corruption if you sow to the flesh.
Right.
The mindset of the world, right?
But he or she that soweth through the Spirit.
Now, he says sow to what Spirit is he referring to here? In St. John 5:5. It's in St. John 5:63. Let's see if he says if you sow to the Spirit. So let's see what we got to be operating in St. John 6:63. Since the ABC is seen right. Yes, ma'am. St. John 6:63. What spirit we got to be operating in? St. John 6, verse 63.
John chapter 6, verse 63.
Yes, ma'am.
Verse 63.
Mm-hmm. It is the spirit that quickeneth, go ahead.
The flesh profiteth
nothing. It's not all flesh, right?
Right?
Things of this world have no profit in it, right? Go ahead.
The word that I speak unto you.
He said, but the word that I speak unto you, what?
They are spirit, and they are life.
So we got to sow to the word of the Most High Yahweh if we want to reap eternal life, right? Galatians 6, 7 through 8 through 8 and 9. Let's see what he says. The same be a previous seed right. Galatians 6, 7 through 9.
Galatians 6,
7
through
9. Yes, ma'am.
Verse
7. Mm-hmm.
Be not deceived.
He said, be not deceived.
Yahweh is not mine.
Go ahead.
For whatsoever a man soweth,
whatsoever man and woman soweth,
that shall he or she also reap.
That shall you also reap. Verse 8.
Verse 8.
Yes, ma'am.
For he or she that soweth to
give
her flesh,
mm-hmm,
shall the flesh reap corruption.
Go ahead.
But he or she that soweth to the spirit, life, the world, shall the spirit reap life.
So he said to, but he or she that soweth to the spirit,
yes,
which is the word, shall the word reap everlasting life. Verse 7 and 9.
Verse 9.
Go ahead, what did he say?
And let us not be weary.
He said, now don't get tired. Now don't get frustrated and all that good stuff, right? He said, let us not be weary in what?
Well doing.
And well, now what do it mean to be? Every time we turn the page, we got to preach that, right? What is this way of doing? Let's see if we can put it out in the book of Psalms, round 40. The book of Psalms 40, verse number 8. Psalms 40, verse number 8. So say, if you speak to see what?
Psalms 40.
Psalms 40, verse number 8. Mm-hmm.
Verse 8.
Yes, ma'am.
I delight to do your will, O my Yahweh.
I delight to do your will, O my Yahweh. Go ahead.
Yay. Your instruction is within my mind.
So the will of Yahweh is Torah instructions. That is his will. That is doing well, right? He says, and let us not be weary in well-doing. Galatians 6, verse number 9. Then we're going to get back to this Enoch book. Just thinking of that verse 9, let's get on out of that.
Galatians chapter 6, verse
9. Mm-hmm.
And let us not be weary in well-doing.
Mm-hmm.
Sorry.
Yes, ma'am.
For in due season,
say, for in due season what?
We shall reap if we faint not.
So he said in due season, we're going to reap. He said if you don't faint, though. He said if you don't faint. What do you mean by that? Especially the book of Proverbs. Book of Proverbs is A, B, and C. Let's see if we can pull out a precept concerning that matter now. Book of Proverbs. What do we mean by if we faint not? Proverbs chapter 24, verse number 10. What do we mean by if we faint not? Proverbs 24, verse number 10. So say this, see this, see right.
Proverbs chapter 24, verse 10.
Mm-hmm.
If you faint not in the day of adversity.
He said, now if you faint, not now, if you don't knock there. If you faint,
yes,
in the day of what?
Adversity.
When it get hot and heavy right here, right?
Right.
So if you faint in the day of adversity, what you working with?
The strength is small.
He said, now your strength is small.
Yeah.
Now, I got a precept on that one, but I don't know where to go with it. What is the strength of Yahweh? It won't even jump in my mind, so I'm going to leave it alone. Let me see if I can put it out there. I can't rest. If I give it a shot. Let me see here. I'm thinking about Psalms.
And the blood came even unto the horse right.
Go ahead.
By the space of 1,600
furlongs. That means that the blood was up to the height of the horse's bridle for 200 miles. Can you imagine that? That's from here to Indianapolis somewhere. So that's how much bloodshed is going to be on the planet, right?
Yeah.
If you're ready, Yahweh shall preserve you. You're going out and you're coming in, right?
Right.
So we got the assurance from the word of Yahweh. If we hold fast to his covenant, ain't that right? First Enoch, chapter 100, verse number 3 through 7. To save it, Phoebe, please, Roger.
First Enoch, chapter 100, verse
3
through 7.
Mm-hmm.
Verse
3. Yes, ma'am.
And the horse shall walk up to the breath of the blood of sinners.
He said, now he tell you exactly whose blood it is, right?
Yeah.
He said, now the horse is going to walk up to the breath in the blood of sinners. Now, we gotta make sure they know who we talking about there, Phoebe. Amen, Phoebe, who we talking about there?
Okay.
Who is a sinner, according to what we can read? So say, amen, Phoebe, see you, Roy. Let's see if we can get a definition about who is a sinner, according to the word of Yahweh in the book of 1 John, chapter 3. So say, amen, Phoebe, see you, Roy. 1 John, chapter 3. Let's look at verse number 3 and 4. Look at 1 John chapter 3. Verse number 3 and 4. What do it mean by being a sinner? So say it, Peter, see you, Roy. 1 John 3. Verse 3 and 4.
1 John chapter 3. Verse 3 and 4.
Mm-hmm.
Verse 3.
Yes, ma'am.
And every man that has that is hope.
So he say, every man and woman that has this hope in him,
purifies himself
mm-hmm.
even as he is pure.
The only way we can purify ourselves is through renewing our mind according to the Torah structure of Yahweh, right?
Right?
That's how we purify ourselves. Verse number 4. Yes, ma'am.
Whosoever committed sin.
So he say, whoever commits sin, do what? Transgresses also the Torah instruction. Why?
For sin is the transgression of the Torah.
So now we know who these sinners are.
Yes.
These are the ones that have been breaking the Torah instruction. First five books of Yahweh, right?
Right.
Let's see if we can add to that in the book of Isaiah, I want to say 66. Let's see if we can add to that conversation here, Sister Amen, Peter. Keep it Isaiah 66 right quick. Now, if I made a statement in Isaiah 66, verse 24. Yes, ma'am. Isaiah 66. Let's look at verse number 23 and 24. Sister Amen, Peter, see you, Roy. Isaiah 66, verse number 23 and 24.
Isaiah chapter 66,
mm-hmm.
verse 23 and 24.
Yes, ma'am.
And it shall come to pass.
He's saying it shall come to pass. Go ahead.
That from one new month.
From one new month.
To another.
Mm-hmm.
And from one Sabbath to another.
What about it?
Shall all flesh come to worship before me. Say it.
Verse 24.
Verse 24.
Yes, ma'am.
And they shall go forth. And look upon the carcasses of men, that have transgressed sin.
Mm-hmm.
For their worm shall not die.
For their worm shall not die, go ahead.
And neither shall their carcass be
killed. Go ahead.
And they shall be as a quarry unto all flesh.
So the one that has broken his Torah instructions, right? That's why I say he's going to reap. Whatsoever you sow, right? First Enoch chapter 100. Let's begin at verse number 4. So while all this is going on, Sister Amen, Phoebe, all this destruction is on the planet. Let's see what Yahweh say concerning those that are keeping this total destruction in verse number 4. First Enoch chapter 100. verse number 4. So say amen, Phoebe, and see you, Roy.
Verse 9, chapter 100, verse
4. Mm-hmm.
In those days, the ministering spirit shall descend into the secret places and gather together into one place all those who brought down fear in the Most High will arrive on that day of judgment to execute great judgment among the saints.
Great.
Verse
5. Amen.
And over all righteousness.
And over all the righteous. Determined church and keep the good of earth.
And
the righteous.
And the righteous, he will appoint guardians from among the righteous ministry spirits.
To do what?
To guard them as the apple of his eye.
He said he's going to appoint guardians, minister spirits, to guard them as the apple of his eye, right? Until he what?
Until he makes an end of all wickedness.
You mean Yahweh is going to appoint guardians over the one that is keeping his Torah structure?
Yes.
Until he destroys, take care of all wickedness?
Yes.
And that is some reassuring words in these last and evil days, right?
Yes.
So this is something we can hold our, hang our hat on here. I meet you. Read verse 5 again. So say, amen, Phoebe, and see you, right? Verse number 5.
First book of Enoch, chapter 100, verse 5.
Yes, ma'am.
And over all the righteous
mm-hmm.
of righteousness, he will appoint guardians from among the righteous ministering spirits.
Now, we read in the book of 1 Samuel 16, verse number 12, right?
Yes.
That he sent a is a righteous spirit to David, right?
Yes.
But he had another spirit operating up on old Saul, right?
Yes.
So he said he's going to give a poor guidance from among his righteous minister spirit to guard them as the apple of his eye. Yes. Until he what?
Until he makes an end of all wickedness and all sin.
Go ahead. That means even if they are in the grave, so the amen, Stephen, what's going to happen?
They have nothing to fear.
You say even the one that's in the grave, he's going to have guardians over, huh? You say they have nothing to fear. Verse 6, come on.
Verse 6.
Yes, ma'am.
And the wise men will speak the truth.
Isn't that if you're wise? If you're a wise man or woman, you're going to do what?
Speak the truth.
Now, what you going to be seeking?
The truth.
Now, what is the truth? And we can read.
Mm.
Because the wise man and woman are going to be seeking. They're going to put their time in trying to come up with the truth, right? Now, what is this truth? What is the truth? St. John 17:17, say that the wives of men and women are going to be seeking truth. St. John 17:17, what we going to have our eyes on, Sister Amy and Peter? What we going to put our time in?
That's right.
We going to be out here shaking it up and shaking it down?
That's right.
What we going to be about here, Sister Amy and Peter?
John chapter 17, verse 17.
Yes, ma'am.
Sanctify them through thy truth.
Sanctify them through your truth.
Your word is truth.
He said, so if you're wise, you're going to be seeking the word. What did Yahweh got to say about it, right?
That's right.
Whatever going down, what did Yahweh say about it?
Hallelujah, Yahweh.
Ain't that right?
That's right.
If you're wise, that is.
And if you're wise.
Hallelujah, Yahweh. First Enoch chapter 1. We've been in First Enoch. Chapter 1, about 30 good minutes. Amen. Let's see if we can get up out of here now. So a few things left I want to get to. Verse number 6 and 7. Come on.
First Enoch chapter 100, verse 6 and 7.
Mm-hmm.
Verse 6.
Yes, ma'am.
And the wise men will seek the truth.
The wise men and women will seek Yahweh's word, right?
Right.
Go ahead.
And they and their sons will stand the word.
And they and their sons and daughters will what?
Understand the words of this
so plain and clear, right?
Yeah.
That's when you got eyes to see and ears to hear them, right? But we know that let's run to 1 Corinthians, right?
I got some.
Come on, see
it,
Israel, see
it, right? A, B, or C, go to the book of wisdom, Solomon chapter 5. I got some on that. He said a wise man gonna stand upright, and he said something like that. Go to wisdom of Solomon chapter 5. And let's see what this wise man gonna do. And wisdom of Solomon chapter 5, pick up verse 1 through 8. Listen what the wise man gonna do.
Then shall the righteous man stand in great boldness.
What? Great boldness. Go ahead and read.
Before the face of such
as have
afflicted
me. Yeah, so don't let you know the ones that afflict you, them 17 nations.
Yeah.
And made no account of his.
And that's right. We're going to build everybody's monument, everybody's thing. Nobody ain't giving a dime for what we done did.
That's right.
Everybody guilty.
No reparation for them,
right?
Verse 2. When they see it, they shall be troubled with terrible fear.
And when the 17 nations finally see it, they're gonna be in trouble. Because remember, all they have did, their forefathers have did to these people,
yeah.
And they have woke up now, and now they watching day back.
Yeah. Yeah.
But,
and
they're going to be as high in the world that they get out from under all. Oh, we put up all this crap. The way we beat them down, the way we mistaught them.
Yeah.
How did they get out from under this thing?
That's
we
right.
Put billions of dollars keeping these folks from knowing who they really are. Go ahead.
And they'll be amazed.
And they'll be amazed
of
what?
Of this
strange salvation. How did they get out from under this thing?
So far.
Huh? Go ahead.
Verse 3. And they repenting and groaning for the anguish of spirit shall say within themselves, this was he whom we had sometime in derision.
This is the one we had in the ring. We had him down. We had all of them down. We had them all thinking about keep on watching that one eye saying that COVID-19, 2021. You mean they have put all it behind them? And now they on their way back to the 6th anointed camp. Go ahead and read.
And a proverb of the first.
Right.
Verse 4. These fools
accounted
his life
back. Uh-huh.
And his end.
What do they call themselves?
We fools.
That's exactly what they're going to say. We fools. You knew that sooner or later somebody going to figure this thing out.
Okay.
Or it's number two is like, we're going to figure this thing out. Go ahead and read. In that number? No, he's been given that number. They are made to that number. Go ahead.
And his lot is among the saints.
And his lot is among the saints. And who the saints is? Hold that point. Put that down and go to 148:14. It's found. Now his lot is among the saints. Let's go to 148:14 and find out who are these saints. They finally woke up and now their lot is among the saints. 148:14. 148:14. So they made a lot among the saints. How did they figure this thing out?
Yeah.
Listen good. He also
exalted the
horn of his
people. He exalted the horn. Horn means power.
Yeah.
So now you got the power. Horn means power. Glory.
The praise of all his saints.
The praise of all his saints. Even of the children of Israel, let's see how he placed them. Go ahead. The peoples of Israel is close to the mighty one.
Yes.
Thus said, praise you, Yahweh.
Hallelujah,
Yahweh. Hallelujah, Yahweh. Come back and finish that verse up again in the wisdom of Solomon. Where you at? Verse 6. Verse 6. Pick up in verse 6. Yeah. Verse 6.
Hello.
White man that Yahweh said he made him red, right?
Well,
pale red.
Pale red.
Pale red.
Ezekiel 33:14-16
says, "Amen." After you hear yourself. That's
right. Ezekiel 33:14-16. So what do you got to do to hack you back? Think up what they fight about. Now we don't think of it to Esau and his five sons. And the other 16 came to them right down on his elbow, right? They are in the bunch of them. You see that in Revelation, right? And it is the power of the
right? Right.
Go ahead, you now you should see that if you come from his ears and what? He comes to the wicked, right?
Yes.
But then he to the wicked. Give it up, and he take it kind of, let me what he out, Sister Amy is giving. Let's see how he gets what he gets in the book of Genesis 27. Well, that's what gave him is a power in, Sister Amy. Genesis 27. How is he going to take it? How is he going to sit? He going to pick him up. He going to just... Genesis 27. I think we're going to give him power in. So Genesis 27. Let's pick it up at 38. 38 to 41. Genesis 27. 38 to 41. So the A, B, C, the C, brother.
Genesis chapter 27.
38 to 41. Yes, ma'am. All right.
And Esau said
to his father. So Esau is doing some griping here. He's out saying to his father, what?
Have you but one blessed me, even me also.
Go ahead.
And Esau lifted up his voice and he went.
Esau just stopped boo-hooing, right?
Yes.
Even that's a lie. Esau, even that's a lie, right?
He has
empathy. I ain't got no feeling about nothing. Go ahead, Rita.
Isaac, his father, answered and said unto him,
what did Isaac say to
him? Your dwelling shall be the fatness of the earth.
So he already knew what Isaac had gave him, right?
Yes.
That is what he said. That's why he said, come into your land and take you for this out, right? Yes. Go ahead.
And of the dew of heaven.
Mm-hmm. Verse what?
Verse 4.
I ain't going to give what he did, though.
And
I was born with that.
Mm-hmm. And the leopard to cover all the skin of him that has the
him that have what?
A plague.
A plague is unclean, eh?
Right.
Of him that have the plague great from what?
From his head even to his foot.
Mm-hmm. Whatsoever.
Whatsoever.
So you look him up head to foot, foot to head, right?
Yeah.
He say he be a plague, right?
That's right.
Verse 13, what happened?
Mm-hmm. The priest shall consider, and behold,
he
shall pronounce him clean.
To have the plague bread. So he that is white, he got what? Leprosy, and leprosy is what? Plague, and a plague is unclean, right?
Yes.
So I can't, you get a unclean and make it clean. Can't do it, right? Not one. That's what we read, right? Remember that, Genesis chapter 27, 41, since the age of Jesus, see, right? Genesis 27, 41. We were talking about Esau and that story, right? Genesis 27, verse 41. So the A.B. speaking to you, brother.
Genesis chapter 27, verse 41.
Mm-hmm.
And Esau hated Jacob because of the blessing wherewith his father blessed him.
Uh-huh.
And Esau said in his mind,
what do you think?
Today is the morning of my father, I am.
Now he say Esau hated and it's Jacob, right?
Yeah.
Because of the blessing. Now let's see if we can pick one thing he hates about Jacob. Mother of Israel. Let me see if I can put it out in Isaiah. Isaiah 66, verse 5. Book of Isaiah 66, verse 5. Let's see one thing he hates about Jacob. His name was changed to Israel, right?
Yeah.
Isaiah 66, verse number 5. Mother of Israel, see you right.
Isaiah chapter
66,
verse 5.
Mm-hmm.
Hear the word of Yahweh.
Good.
You that tremble at his word.
What happened?
Your brother that hate you.
Your brother. We just read who hates you, right?
Yes.
That hate you, what he say? That did what?
That cast you out for my name's sake.
Good.
Right. Let Yahweh be honest,
mm-hmm.
but he shall appear to your joy,
go ahead.
And they shall be ashamed.
So your brother, they hated you for the name's sake. The name was given to the Jacob, right?
Yeah.
Once you got the name, that means you're part of the family of Yahweh, ain't that right? So that's why Esau hates him to Jacob. Because Jacob got the birthright, is that right? From the Most High God. But let's see if we get into a look at his the rest of the book of James. So say James chapter 5. Yeah, the book of James. Let's change the tune right quick. James chapter 5, so say A, B, C, to C, Roy. Let's begin at verse number 7 through 11. James 5, 7 through 11, so say A, B, C, to C, Roy.
James chapter 5, verse
7
through 11, verse 7.
Mm-hmm.
Be patient, therefore, brethren.
Be patient, therefore, brothers and sisters,
glee. Until the coming of Yahweh.
So we got to do this. Yeah, watch him up on the scene, right?
That's right.
How you doing? Mother Jesus is on the scene, right? Matthew 24. The book of Matthew 24. Mother Jesus is there. Let's look at 13 and 14. Matthew 24. Let's look at verse 13 and 14. Mother Jesus is there. I'll see you right.
Matthew chapter 24, verse 13.
14.
13 and 14.
Yes, ma'am.
For he that shall endure unto the end, the same shall be saved.
So we got to endure this thing to the end, right? Yeah. As we read earlier, the sea of grace through much tribulation. We're going into the kingdom of Yahweh, right? But the end, and what is the end? Verse 14. How long do we got to fight this battle?
And this coming of the kingdom shall be taught in all the world for a witness unto all nations.
Great.
And then shall the end come.
We got to take care of this thing. The covenant is taught in every nation, right? Then the end is going to come. We got to have a patience. Say, 5% from ABSPD and C-Roy. Yes, ma'am.
Be patient, therefore, brother.
Be patient, brothers and sisters. Go ahead. See, y'all, the sun on the scene, right?
Behold, the husbandman is waiting for the precious fruit.
So, y'all, that's why I'm waiting for the precious fruit. You know, the precious fruit is the dynamic of the 25th of Israel. But he is waiting. He's got to wait all night for we get that right. Good.
And have long patience for
him. He's long suffering, ain't that right? Great. Oh, that'll be that, the thing we're reading that in the book, I want to say, Peter, so we can put it out in 2 Peter chapter 3. Israel, Yahweh say, I got a personal interest in Israel, right? Verse 23, what's the problem with Israel here? So what do you say to Israel in verse 23?
Verse
23. Mm-hmm. Afterwards, if you will rise up and reward them. Good. And render their recompense. We say afterwards, you're going to rise up and reward them. And render their recompense upon their own feet. Verse 24.
But the ones that
of Israel that do what? But the ones of Israel that repent, what about? He gave them the right to come back to this agreement, right? To the covenant. To come on back. Let's read that one of Israel. And it was Jeremiah. Let's read it. Come on back. Look at Jeremiah chapter 3. Mother of Israel is Peter Roy. Jeremiah chapter 3. Look at verse number 1 and 2. Let's look at verse number 1. Verse 12 through 15. Mother of Israel of C. Roy. Israel of C. Roy. Whatever sin
Luke chapter 13.
23 to 25.
Book of Luke 13:23-25.
Yes, ma'am.
Verse 23.
Mm-hmm.
If that woman to him, are there few that he say?
It's only gonna be a few, and they can do this.
And he said to them,
what he say?
Verse 24.
Mm-hmm.
Strive to enter in at the straight gate.
That means you gotta put one foot in front of the other, and you can't bag back, right? Strive to enter in at the straight gate, great.
For many, I say unto you, will seek to enter in,
mm-hmm.
and shall not be able.
Verse 25.
And once the master of the house is written up,
mm-hmm.
and has shut the door, and you began to stand without the house, and to knock at the door, saying,
Yahweh.
Open up us.
We don't want to be caught on the other side of the door. Yahweh, open up to us. And what's going to happen?
And he shall answer and say unto you,
what are you going to say?
I know you not when you are.
I don't know who you are.
Mm.
You don't look like an Israelite to me. We got to keep your friends rocking it out. We want to be recognized by the mighty one, isn't that right?
Yes.
Hey, chapter 5, verse 10, I'll give you one more after that. Say, 5:10-11.
Hey, my brother.
Isn't that look here? If you need an example, take my brother to see you. What about him? What if he in the name of who? You think that one is speaking in Lord God and in our
lives?
Well, you take the one that's speaking in the name of
Yahweh.
Now, what do you think? For example, of what? Of the
Christ.
verse 23.
Uh-huh.
And you get out my statement to most of the hand.
Please, just take
24.
Uh-huh.
Because of the children of Israel.
Because of the children of Israel.
And in the 7th month, in the first day of the month.
They say in the 7th month. Now, let's see if we count the month right quick. Say it is C to zero. Let's see where we start our count from. We get to the 7th month.
Mm-hmm.
Exodus chapter 12, verse 1 and
2. Yeah.
Exodus 13, verse 4. Say it is C to zero. Exodus 12, 1 and 2. Exodus 13, verse 4. See how we start our, we start Peter in January and try to get to the 7th month of Yahweh. See where we start our 1, 2, 3, verse 8.
Give me Luke chapter 12, verse 12. That's right, in the same hour that righteous fear is teaching.
We need to take our mission.
You ought to say that righteous fear is teaching the same about what you ought to say. All right.
We need to take our mission.
All right. Well, if you have this, we're going on to Wisdom of Solomon. But Wisdom of Solomon, let's see what I want.
I want to say it's not going to work. Let me hear that first one more time. Isaiah 2:46. And then Yahweh kicks in verse 47. So he's telling you exactly how you're going to make this thing work. Acts 2:46. Again, he'll tell you exactly what he'll do if you got your 46 right. So he kick in verse 47.
Acts 2:46. And they continually with one accord in the temple and breaking bread from they eat their meat with gladness.
You want that right?
Gladness and singleness of mind.
So they deal all in one night. Now watch what happened when you all was doing things on one night. 47.
Verse 47.
That's key right there.
Having favor with all the people.
And that's what I added to
the congregation
of Israel. What? Then Yahweh will add on to what you're doing. Once you pass your 46 right, then he will add on to what you're doing.
That's right.
That's what happened. I keep that right. Once we get in order, then he kick in.
Mm-hmm.
Then he add on what you're doing.
Back to Israel. Yahweh. I know you see that word that Lutheran church in 47.
Yeah.
We gotta be mindful that we're not even gonna face the fight as I am. So we know. Just for clearing that up. But it's the Israel. Give me Acts 7. Yeah, Acts 7. Real quick. Acts 7. All right. Okay. Pick up at verse. Verse 38. Acts 7, verse 38. Mosiah of Israel. See Roy.
Acts 7, verse 38. This is he that was in the congregation.
Let's read it like this. This is me. That's what we like it is. Because we don't go about that. We don't go up there and ask this. And what really belongs to that. Verse 1. Okay. Okay, that's one. So that word, church, the word, congregation of children of Israel, that belongs there. My second one is 13:1. There you go. All right, 17:1. Yes, ma'am.
And all the congregation of the children of Israel.
Zion. Okay, yeah. So that's what belongs there. The congregation of Israel. The congregation of the children of Israel. It belonged there. It wasn't no church and no wisdom at all. We know we're not going to stumble on that. We're not ignorant. We're sitting down on the table. We're not ignorant. We're sitting down on the table. At all. All right. Let's say Corinthians real quick. Second Corinthians 2:11. The back of what I'm saying. Second Corinthians 2:11. Mother D.F. Israel, C. Royal.
Second Corinthians 2:11. Let sanctuary be advantage of us, for we are not ignorant of his devices.
See, we're not ignorant. We shouldn't be. We're not ignorant of his devices. Like that word we just looked up, that church word, that's his devices. That's the word. Okay. All right. Okay, I'm going to Wisdom of Solomon. Wisdom of Solomon. Chapter 9. 1-4. Okay. Okay, skip down 9 and 17-18. Chapter 9, 1-4, skip down 9, 17-18. But the D.F. Israel, C. Roy.
Can you say the verses again?
Wisdom of Solomon, chapter 9, verses 1 through 4. Skip down verse 9 and 17.
Verses 9. Solomon, chapter 9. Verses 1-4, verse 9, 17-18.
Verse 1.
Oh, Yahweh, my Father, and Yahweh, who has made all things your work.
Your
work. And ordained men to your wisdom, that he should have all of the creatures without
Okay, read verse 2 again. Verse 2.
Listen to Psalm, chapter 10, verse 2. And ordain men through your wisdom that he should have dominion over the creatures which thou hast made.
Okay, now we know, now we're getting a hint that it says, okay, it says that he shall have dominion over the creatures which are made. So we know on record who that talking about right there. What that made man just have dominion over the creatures which you have made. Over the creatures which you have made. All right, so we're going to Genesis real quick. We're going to Genesis. for Genesis chapter 2. Verse 15 to 19. Whereas 19, Genesis chapter 2, verse 15 to 20. Let's see the difference of Israel with the point.
Genesis chapter 2.
Verse 15 to
20. And Yahweh took the man and put him in the garden of Eden to dress it.
Instructed the man, saying, go ahead.
Of every tree of the garden, you may freely eat.
Okay.
Of the tree of knowledge, good and evil, do not eat of it. For today, if you eat it thereof, you shall surely die. Okay, thank you.
Mm-hmm.
And Yahweh said, it is not good that man should be alone.
Right.
I will make him a helpmeet for him. Verse 19. And out of the ground, Yahweh formed every beast of the field, every bird of the air, and blessed him to Adam to see what he was.
He wants to ask, he will call with.
And whatsoever Adam called every living creature, that was a name thereof.
Named after him, that was the name of it. Yeah. Okay, verse 20.
Adam gave all cattle, all the souls,
the fowl, of the air,
every beast of the field. But for Adam, there was no
right. But that was part of him giving dominion to death, so. Okay. All right, back to that, back to Wisdom of Solomon, chapter 9.
Verse 2 again.
Yeah, verse 3. Where Wisdom of Solomon, chapter 9, verse 3.
And what is the world according to equity
the equity according to equity and righteousness. Okay, what's the meaning of righteousness, Sister Phoebe?
All
Okay. Righteousness. 172. 172.
And wisdom was with you,
which knoweth your work, and was present, then thou madest the world.
It said, and was present. The wisdom was with you, which you know is your works, and was present. And was present. Okay, and was present. Okay, let's go to Psalms real quick. All right, let's go to, just to get warmed up. This is Psalms 51. Chapter 51. Yes, this is Psalm 51. All right. Okay, pick up at verse 10.
Psalm 51, verse 10. Create in me a clean mind.
Clean mind, pure mind. Go ahead.
Oh, Yahweh, and renew a right spirit within me.
You want that right spirit within me. Go ahead.
11.
Yes, ma'am.
11. Cast me not away from your presence.
Okay, he says, cast me not away from your presence. Okay. All right, we're coming back to your presence. We're going to precept this presence. Let's go to Luke real quick. Go on to Luke, Sister Phoebe. I'll be a prisoner of Israel, see what you're going to Luke. Yeah. Luke chapter 1. Luke chapter 1, verse 19. Luke chapter 1, verse 19. So he glad tidings. That's what that is right there. That's that president. That righteous spirit, Gabriel. That's who that presence is. All right. Okay. Okay. I just Psalm 51. Psalm 51. We'll read that about the Israel. Okay, the presence, we had stuff in the presence, and it was one of the things. It was this. Okay. We got to finish the middle of it. Yeah.
Verse
11. He's at present. We stopped and then went to Luke chapter 1, verse 19, and we came back here.
Psalm 51, verse 11. Cast me not away from your presence, and take not your righteous spirit from it.
You don't want that to happen. That's one thing you don't want. All right, verse 12.
Verse 12. Return to me the joy of your salvation and uphold me with your free spirit.
That's right. It brings you joy, gives you joy. You got that with you? Okay. When you have joy, once you have this, give me Daniel. Give me Daniel. Go to Daniel. Daniel chapter 8. Go to Daniel chapter 8. was Psalms 51. That was verse 11. So you just have to read it. All right. We're going to Daniel. Daniel chapter 9. All right. Okay, Daniel chapter 9, verse 20 and 22. Pick up at verse 21 and 22. 21 and 22. Daniel chapter 9, verse 21 and 22. Mr. Phoebe Abed, Prince of Israel, C. Roy. That while I was speaking. Give you skill and understanding. And put it. Give you skill and understanding. That's what you have. That skill and understanding. That skill and understanding. I Isaiah 28. Isaiah 28, Mighty of Israel. All right, we're going to Isaiah. Isaiah 28, 9, 10, and 13.
Isaiah 28, verses 9 and 10 and 13. Is that right?
Yes, ma'am.
Isaiah 28, verses 9. Whom shall he teach knowledge? And whom shall he make to understand
doctrine? What our teaching is.
Them that are weaned from the milk and drawn from the breast. Again, for precept must be a form of precept. Precept a form of precept, line upon line, line upon line, hear a little and bear a little.
So yeah, you have skills when you preach upon precept. That's the skill right there. Verse 13.
But the word of God was unto them. Precept upon precept. Precept upon precept. Line upon line. Line upon line. Hear a little and bear a little. That they might go and fall back. And be broken. And bear. And be saved.
Yes, thank you. Psalms 119, 104, and verse 4. Psalms 119, verse 104, and verse 4. Mm-hmm. Verse 4. Mm-hmm. for. That's why I'm false way. Give me up verse 25. 63. That liberty means freedom. You have freedom to do that. You got freedom to do that. Fucking freedom, go ahead. For I seek your precept. I means your. Your precept. Okay. Verse 63. Yes, ma'am. I am a companion. All them that keep your and of them that keep what? Keep your precepts. Don't compare all them that fear you and of them that keep your precepts. Yeah. That's why it's so imperative. Verse 87. Verse 87. It all means they, wicked, 17 nations, where they almost consumed. But you remember, quickly remember, like, oh, I got to preach up here. Again. Go ahead, Sister Steve, you're going to be a prince of Israel, C. Roy. All right, verse 78. Okay, go ahead, 78. Let me write that down. 78, Psalm 119. Perversely, without a call, I will meditate on that precept. Once you meditate on your precepts, once you do that, watch this. Get in Psalms, same book, Psalms, first chapter. Upper chapter, once you do that, go to Psalms chapter 1. Psalms chapter 1. Psalms chapter 1. All right. Chapter 1, verse 1. Psalm chapter 1, verse 1 through 3. Psalm chapter 1, verse 1 through 3. Mother D.F. Israel, C. Roy.
Psalm chapter 1, verse 1 through 3. Verse 1. Blessed is the man and woman that walketh not
meditate day and night. Wait, verse 3.
And he or she shall be like a tree planted by the rivers of water and bringeth forth his fruit, his seed.
Yeah.
His also shall not wither. And what for he is good, their crop.
Yeah, he shall not wither. Wither, whatsoever he doeth shall not prosper. Many of us, we do it, shall prosper. I mean, shall prosper. What you do is prosper. You're prospering that. Prospering that. So, David had to pull that. I'm somewhere on the deal. Next man up after Moses. The book of Hosea, through the word for Joshua, chapter 1. Chapter 1, verse 8. He pulled that for something. He had to pull that. All right. Joshua, pull the word for Oshea. Chapter 1. Chapter 1. I pick up at verse 6 to 8. Blue word for Joshua. Blue word for Oshea. Go ahead. Verses 6 to 8. He falls. Good courage. Go ahead.
Run to the people and you divide for the inheritance of the land. I put out in their time.
Well, so that like a divide, division, that all means separation. Divide. With the D-I, divide. The meaning of, so you got to know the meaning of. And then you prosper. Once you go turn to left or right, we'll do all what's written in the Torah instructions. Heavenly Tablets, the first 5 books. Go ahead, verse 8.
This book is the book of the Torah
instructions that are not out of your mouth. So that means out of your mouth, it means your mind. Go ahead.
Then you shall make thy way prosperous, and then you shall have good success.
Have good success once you do that. There is credit. Okay. Okay, let's go to Proverbs. All right, let's go to Proverbs. See what I'm going to Proverbs. Go to Proverbs. On the Proverbs chapters. Proverbs 25, verse 2. On the DF Israel, C. Royce.
Proverbs 25, verse 2.
The honor of Yahweh is to get Yahweh honor that the still thing. Go ahead.
But the honor of kings is to search out his matter.
The honor of the kings, which is the seers and leadership, is to what?
Search out the matter.
To search out the matter. Search out the matter once you get. All right. All right, let's go to Acts real quick. What's Acts? 17. Go to the book of Acts. Acts 17. Acts 17. I pick up at verse 10 to 11. Acts 17, verse 10 to 11. Sister Sebia, the princess of Israel, C. Roy. Acts chapter 17, verse 10 and 11. Berea. There you go, that's right. Of Yada Judah, southern kingdom, Israel, go ahead, verse 11. Talking about us, the southern kingdom, Yada Judah. Go ahead. That is mentioned in verse 10. Go ahead.
They received the word.
Go ahead. They said, with all readiness of mind. Hold that point. With all readiness of mind. What they was doing. All readiness of mind. Let's go to Ezra's real quick. The all readiness of mind alone. Let's see. First Ezra chapter 8. They all read this, but what ready is this? First Ezra chapter 8. First Ezra chapter 8, verse 3. My dear Israel, let's see Roy. I'm gonna bring out something later on for I didn't do it right last week, but I got some information as well too. That I'm gonna bring out. For learning purpose. I'm gonna bring out something. Yeah, verse 3, first Ezra chapter 8, verse 3.
This Ezra went out from Babylon as a scribe,
being very
in Torah of Moses that was given by Yahweh.
It was very ready. I bet you that Acts 17:11.
Whether these things were so.
You got a scripture out daily. Whether those things were so. They say something, you got to have a verse prepared to see the line with that verse. You can read. All right, then we got Isaiah 34. Go to Isaiah 34. All right, Isaiah 34. 16, Isaiah 34, 16. The end of Israel, see right. Mm-hmm. Yes, ma'am.
Isaiah 34, 16. Seek you out of the book of Yahuwah and read. No one of these shall fail. None shall wander from me. For my mouth it has commenced as the spirit. It has
got him. The spirit got it in. Okay, the spirit got him. Proverbs chapter 1. By the seed of the church of Israel. Proverbs chapter 1, verse 23. And then hand me John 6:63. Then the spirit that I gathered him. Proverbs 1, verse
23.
My reason.
Behold, I will pour out my spirit unto you. I will make known my word unto you.
And know my word unto you. Spirit, come out of his word. John chapter 6, verse 83. Chronicles 16. I pick up the verse 10 and 11. First Chronicles 16, verse 10 and 11. This is the female bit of prison of Israel, Steve Royce. First Chronicles chapter 16, verse 10 and 11. Mm-hmm. Why do we seek Yahuwah? Name the first five books. Go ahead.
Verse 11. Seek Yahuwah and his strength. Seek his face continually.
It says, seek Yahuwah and his strength. What's his strength? What's the precept on his strength? Wisdom of Solomon and his strength. What his strength styles was. Wisdom of Solomon, chapter 2, verse 11. Mother D.F. Israel. Wisdom of Solomon, chapter 2, verse 11. Oh, okay. Yeah, that's probably easy.
Wisdom of Solomon, chapter 1.
Verse 11.
Let our strength be for instruction, a for which is evil is bound to be nothing worse.
There you go, right there. Bound to be nothing worse. That's what the justice right there. They waiting on, they think they got justice because what they But man, they ain't got no case. They say they got the justice right there. Okay, back to that First Chronicles 16. To the female bear prince of Israel. That's that First Chronicles 16. Verse 11. All right. Give me Second Chronicles 15. Second Chronicles 15. Verse 13. Verse 13. So the people are being provisioned and see Roy. Matter of fact, pick up at verse 12 all the way to 15. I want to make it sound good. 12 to 13, 15. That's my music, that's my Micaiah and the rest of you, Roy. So this is a covenant to do this. Go ahead. Verse 13. To be put to death, whether small or great, whether man or woman, either or, be put to death. Okay, we're coming back there. You say you're going to be put to death, right? You don't do the thing. All right, I'm coming back. Hold your marker there, we're coming back. Let's go to for the timeline, death kick in. You said you put the death. All right, we go on to death kick in at. Let's see if it's been we're going to let's see. When death kick in. When death kick in. Alright, Luke chapter 13. Chapter 13, verse 28. right now. Picked up from Micaiah Israel, C. Roy. We had Luke chapter 13, verse 28. Pick up at 14 to 15. Revelation chapter 20, verse 14 to 15.
Book of Revelation, chapter 20, verse 14 to 15. Verse 14. And death and hell were cast into the lake of fire. This is the second death.
It's the second death. Now, first death, when you die, you also got the second death. The time that is when you be woke up. So on the ground, that's going to be that second death.
Verse 15. And whosoever was not found written in the book of life was cast into the lake of fire.
If you ain't written in the book of life, you're cast into the lake of fire. If you ain't written in that book of life, what's that also? What's another word for book of life? Another word for book of life. Real quick. You're going to Malachi chapter 3. Yeah. Go to Malachi chapter 3 real quick. Verse 16. Malachi chapter 3. Verse 16. To the seed of being prince of Israel, C. Roy.
Yahuwah
spoke upon one another. And Yahuwah heard in the book of remembrance was written before him for them that fear Yahuwah. And that prophesied his name. These are those that fear Yahuwah and thought upon his name. Malachi 3:16. Get verse 17 real quick. Verse 17.
And they shall be mine, said Yahuwah, of hosts. And I will tell them, and then
say, that's love right there. Go ahead. That's serving him. Verse 18.
Verse 18. Then shall you return and discern between the righteous and the wicked, between him that serveth Yahuwah and him that serveth
Yahuwah. Is it then you're going to discern between the righteous and the wicked? You're going to discern something, the righteous between the wicked. There's going to be some separation here. There's going to be some separation here between, you're going to discern which, either you're on the left side or the right side. Either you're on the left side or the right side. All right? He spoke that in parable right here. Why you want? There's going to be some discerning. That's why I say separation. They think everybody, as I say Christianity, they got this. Oh, no. All right. We're going to do some separation here and we're going to read. All right. Okay. There's the sheep and the goats. Try to bring in the sheep and the goats. Okay, sheep and the goats. All right, we're going to Matthew 25. All right. Matthew 25. Pick up at verse 31. Matthew 25, verse 31.
Matthew 25, verse 31. Read. When the Son of Man shall come in His glory, and all the
greatest, come in His greatness, His power. Go ahead.
When the Son of Man shall come in His greatness, and all the ministering spirit,
all the righteous,
ministering spirit with Him, then shall He sit upon the throne of His greatness.
So that He is your Father's Son, sit upon the throne of His greatness. Go ahead. Verse 32.
And before Him shall be gathered all nations.
Before Him, your Father's Son. Go ahead.
And He shall separate them one from another. As the shepherd divides his sheep.
The divide means separate by his sheep. Go ahead.
By his sheep from his goat. From the goat.
So you're a sheep. If you're a sheep, if you if you keep a Torah trust as goat or those who outside. They got going on for 33?
And He shall set the sheep on His right hand.
The sheep going to be on the right hand. So you want to be ahead. Go ahead.
But the goats on the left.
Oh, you're in bad business. You're in bad shape, man. Go ahead.
Verse 34. Then shall the king say unto them on His right hand, come you blessed of my Father. Inherit the kingdom prepared for you from the foundation of the world.
All right. Go ahead, Sister Phoebe, be a prince of Israel, C. Roy. Matthew 15:24. Are you going to break down the sheep? Okay, go ahead. Matthew 15:24. And find who the sheep is. The sheep. All right. Okay. Who the sheep is? Go ahead. The sheep is the family of Israel. It's another precept on that. Did you get my 50 what? We are wild, go ahead. Jeremiah chapter 50, verse 17.
Lions
have risen him away. First, the king of Assyria have devoured him in the last. They never can even keep him back. That's all you need. That's all we need. What's the goat, Sister Phoebe, and Grand Prince Israel? Who this goat is? Who this goat? Yeah, Judges 27:16. Alright, just 27:16. Okay. I go ahead to the feet of Israel. Okay, you brought it. I mean, you brought it up on me. Hey. Yeah, I gotta have a name real quick.
Genesis chapter
27. Yeah, see, that might have to be, see, I want to be something.
Yeah.
Behold, my brother is a hairy man, and I am a smooth. Hey, man, well, werewolf or something, hairy. Okay. And the goat, okay. That's the goat. It speaks about that in Daniel as well too, about a goat. Speaks about that in Daniel. About that goat. Let me get that. Mari 99. Daniel. Let's see. For Daniel. Daniel 8, chapter 8. Mm-hmm. There you go, right there. Daniel chapter 8. Mm-hmm. There you go, right from Micaiah.
Daniel chapter 8. Daniel chapter 8, verse 21. And it's Rapto, and the Rapto is the king of Grecia. And the great horn that is between his eyes is the first king.
First king. Yeah. Greece is from Esau. All the five sons. It's Greek. Got a Grecia, but it's Greek. That's who this goat is right there.
That one on that was
fine. And it happens.